Ashley Dennehy and Lori Shaw are with Colstrip United. Dennehy says it started as a Facebook page. She's newly married and just bought a house. Her husband is an engineer at the Rosebud coal mine.
And I hope to raise my children here. I hope to give them the quality of life that many parents can only dream of. The only problem with all of this is that my town is under attack.
A reference to legislation in both Washington and Oregon that could eventually lead to the shutdown of the coal-fired power plants in Colstrip and reduce the demand for the fuel from the coal-rich states of Montana and Wyoming.
Without coal, all of us will be out of jobs. We'll lose our houses, we'll have to move elsewhere, and for many that means leaving the state of Montana and our cherished family and friends. Think about that the next time you vote against coal.
That's why Gianforte is calling for Washington Governor Jay Inslee to reject a bill sitting on his desk that could lead to the demise of coal-fired electricity plants in Montana and Wyoming.
Governor Inslee, veto this bill.
Gianforte stood in the shadow of the recently decommissioned Corret coal-fired power plant in Billings to call on Inslee to visit Colstrip to see firsthand the affected community.
Come and visit the folks in Colstrip. Look in the eyes of the families who will be out of work, out of house, and out of home as a result of your decision.
And the Gianforte campaign took a swipe at Montana Governor Steve Bullock, Democrats, and environmentalists for attacking agriculture, mining, and timber. Leslie Robinson is a Phillips County commissioner, rancher, and Gianforte's running mate.
The Keystone Pipeline, the Otter Creek coal tracks, and the Montanore Mine in northwest Montana, all we can say is the current administration at this point is coulda, woulda, should've.
A spokesman for the governor referred a request for comment to the Montana Democratic Party. Jason Pitt says Governor Bullock is fighting for Montana and coal. He says Gianforte's event was nothing more than a political stunt.
The governor has fought really hard and worked and has reached out to Inslee and Washington legislators, and you know, for Gianforte to hold a press conference like this is just misleading Montanans, and he's not willing to support the governor and the legislators that are fighting to protect the culture community.
Bullock and Gianforte are preparing to face off on the November general election ballot. That's even though both men now face challengers in the June primary. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.